Father God in heaven, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it. It is health and healing to our flesh. Father, as we open your word today, I pray for life to flow. And I pray, Father, for health and healing to manifest in this body and all that who are hearing this message. We thank you for that. And all of God's people said, amen. So glory to God. So we're going to finish up the message that we started last week. Thank you, dearest. You didn't put extra ice in there. You are fired from getting water. No more. No more. So we ended in Exodus last week. So let's go back to Exodus 3. When God was talking to Moses, and he told him, you know the story, let my people go, right? God told him to get over there and get to the Pharaoh and tell the Pharaoh how it's going to be and let God's people go and lead them out. So we're in Exodus chapter 3, and we'll go ahead and we'll start in verse 8. We'll just read a little bit here. Not going to read a lot, but just a bit. It says, so I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up from the land to a good and large land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites. That's a wonderful one. And the Hivites and the Jebusites. Anyway, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me. And I have also seen the oppression with which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send you to Pharaoh, that you may bring my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, now, you know when it starts off with but, and Moses is going to talk to God. Okay, he says, but Moses said to God, who am I? Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? Who am I? Well, you're a child of God.
That's right.
I am a child of God. I am a child of the Most High God. There is no other God above him. There's no God other than him.
That's right.
He is God Almighty. Amen. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And when God says go, we go. Why? Because he's got our back.
That's right.
He's got our path laid out for us.
Amen.
He's got our covering.
Yes.
So we don't say, who am I? Even though we might think it, well, who am I to go talk to the President of the United States and tell him to get a grip?
Yeah.
Or, well, you see what I mean? Who am I to talk to the President like that? Well, who am I to go to Pharaoh and say, hey,
yeah,
I'm taking these people out of here. Right? I mean, this guy's got an army. My name's Moses with a staff, right? So, you know, you think about that. I mean, he said, who am I that I should go to the Pharaoh and take the people of Egyptian out of Egypt? Period. Verse 12. So he said, I will certainly be with you. Now, that's what we've always got to know. Our God will be with us in everything and in all we do when he says go. Now, are you ready? If God didn't say go, don't expect God to be with you. If he says, don't go, and you go anyway. Many stories about this. There's a couple people that we knew that were that they said God told them to go to Florida. Go, leave. It's been 5 years later, now six, seven. Anyway, but these two didn't go. But God said go. Told them to go, and they haven't gone. Disobedience.
Yeah.
Disobedience brings the curse. Disobedience unto God doesn't bring the blessing. Amen? Now, God is not the one who curses, and God is not the one who brings evil, but it opens the door with disobedience for the enemy. That's why we've got to be obedient to God. And when God says do, we do.
That's right.
And when God says don't do, we don't do. We don't go there. We don't do that. What do you think is going on? Why do you think these people in California, we had another incident. 12 people dead, 13 including the knucklehead, and here they are in a bar now, okay? And guess what? The same people over in Las Vegas that got shot at, some of them were in the bar getting shot at. What does that tell you? Maybe I shouldn't play in the world. Maybe I shouldn't go do worldly things. It's not safe. It's not safe in the church unless you've got God protecting you.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
We have God. God is with us.
Yeah.
The angels of God are camped around about us.
Amen.
We cast the devils out. Amen. We don't allow them to enter this house.
Amen.
And if they try, they're visible to us.
That's right. And we're going to kick their butt.
And we're ready. We are ready. So amen. But see, think about that. Maybe I shouldn't go to bars. Maybe I shouldn't go get crazy and do crazy worldly things. I'm not of this world.
Amen.
I'm not to be like it. I'm not to go act like it.
Amen.
And this is what the word says.
Amen.
Come out from among them and be ye separate. You can't be separate when you're acting like them.
That's right.
Amen. And therefore, the enemy has an opportunity. The door is open for him to do evil things. So we don't like that. Amen. So, but what did God say? He says, I will be with you. And that is what we always have to remember. Amen. I've got to get off of this. So let's move on. Don't forget, he may tell you to do something that he never tells anyone else to do. It's unique to your personal instruction. So that you have to use your faith.
Amen.
You can't use somebody else's faith because they did the same thing God just told you to do.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? It has to be your faith. It's got to be unique to you.
That's right.
Amen? All right. Let's go to, he may give you instruction. He may give you an instruction to a man of God who then will impart it to you. Now, let's just go to 1 Kings and I'll explain. 1 Kings. Kings, Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, Psalms, and Proverbs. All right. 1 Kings. and go to chapter 17. 1 Kings 17. Let's see. Let's start in verse 8. 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 8 says, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you. Now, we're talking about Elijah. And this widow has been commanded by God to provide for him. Now, God added that on. In all honesty, when it's a man of God, God says, go. That's all he's got to say. But he actually gave him a little comfort, didn't he? He said, go to this widow. I've already commanded her to take care of you. Yeah. Oh, that makes me feel a lot better. Instead of just telling me to go and try to find something, you know, what to do. You know, no, God's got a plan. And he gave me a big picture of the plan. Now I'm going to go to this widow. She's already been told by God. She better take care of me. Yeah. Praise God. You know, so there's that piece a little bit about knowing a little more. And so that she will provide for you, he said. Verse 10.
Yeah.
So he arose and he went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, indeed a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink. And as she was going to get it, he called to her and said, please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand. So now he's asking for bread. He's asking for water. He's telling her to go do stuff. She don't even know this guy, except that God told her to take care of the man of God.
Exactly.
All right. So she's just being obedient to God.
Right.
And he was obedient to God as well. God told her, you take care of the man of God when he shows up. The man of God shows up because God told him to go to this widow. He found a widow gathering sticks. That's got to be her. She's getting ready to make me some food and bring me some water. You know, so he was being provided for. She was being obedient to God, taking care of the man of God.
That's right.
When God tells you to take care of the man of God, guess what you should probably do?
You better take care of
him. Take care of the man of God.
Yeah.
It's important. For your own blessing.
Right.
Don't open the door to the enemy by being disobedient to God. That's going to open the door for the enemy. When God says, do this, take care of the man of God, take care of the woman of God, whatever he says, do. Do quickly. Do it joyfully. Whatever it might be, Bring him sticks, bring him bread, bring him water, whatever it is. Do it joyfully, do it quickly. Oh, here I go again. I got to get this guy water. You know, he's always wanting water, always wanting water. Now he wants ice in his water. I'm just tired of it. Every day, I got to get water. Kathy, I said, give me water every Sunday, you know. But she doesn't complain. She just doesn't. She just doesn't. And there's blessing in that.
Amen.
There's blessing in that. And she's obedient just to what God has her doing.
That's right.
I didn't ask her to get me water. I want somebody to get me water. But she took up the job.
Amen.
I'll get him water.
Praise God.
Somebody else used to get me water. She's not here.
Yeah.
Kathy took it over. Got me water. Get me water. Amen. Wow. Taking care of the man of God will set you free. It'll bring blessing.
Yeah.
Amen. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So verse 12. So she said to the Lord your God. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread. Wait a minute. God said he was going to take care of me and provide for me, and I want some bread. I wonder, not interesting. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, man, as the Lord your, think about that. That's powerful. As the Lord your God lives, I don't have any bread. Wow. That's pretty strong, isn't it? I guess that's believable. Because his God lives. She knows his God lives because it's her God as well.
Yes.
And as his God lives, I ain't got any bread.
She's telling the truth.
That's powerful. Amen. And like I could say, as the Lord Jesus Christ is risen. Amen. And then say something after that. You could believe it. Because you know the Lord Jesus Christ is risen. He is alive. So she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die. Then this chick is just to the point. She's straight to the point. You know, as the Lord your God lives, I ain't got no bread. I'm going to get some sticks and we're going to eat and die. That's a rough sentence. That's a rough sentence. Now, she's talking to who? The man of God. She knows this. Okay? She knows this. She also knows what God can do. Amen? All right. And Elijah said to her, verse 13, do not fear. Okay, now, she's preparing to die. Going to eat some food, a little bit of bread, enough for me and my son to put some bread in our mouth. And then we're going to starve to death, basically. We're going to die. He said, do not fear.
Amen.
Why? Because if she were to be in fear, then yes, she would surely die.
That's right.
She would, surely. But the man of God encouraged her, right? He strengthened her. He imparted a word of wisdom and said, do not fear. Amen? Now it's up to her to take that. Is she going to take that word from that man of God? Or is she going to still be in fear? I was talking to somebody on the phone. They're in fear. I said, but don't do that. Well, I can't. Really? I mean, you know this stuff. Don't be in fear. You know this. It doesn't work when you're in fear. See?
Right.
Nothing works when you're in fear. The hand of God stops. It can't move.
That's right.
Fear, you can't allow it in the situation. And this person knew that.
Okay.
I can't. Yes, you can.
Amen.
With God, all things are possible. Anyway, all right. Let me keep going.
Hallelujah.
Do not fear, he said. Go and do as I have said. You do as I have said. Oh, you don't tell me what to do. People in the church today, if the man of God said, you go do as I said. What? You can't talk to me. I'm leaving this church right now. Yeah. Tell me to make bread and bring water. I ain't seen Kathy say that yet.
No.
Do as I said, he said. Do as I said. That's pretty strong. That's kind of rough around the edges. You do as I said.
Right.
Don't be afraid, but go do as I said.
Amen.
That sounds like my mom and dad would say to me. With a smack. I'm not, you know, amen, right? Yeah. Okay. Woo, all right. So Elijah said to her, do not fear, go and do as I have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord of God, now he's about to prophesy. For thus says the Lord of God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry until the day of the Lord sends rain on the earth. Now, that is powerful.
Yeah.
Hadn't been any rain. She's on her last little bit of flour, little bit of oil in the jar. She knew that when she used that, that was all she had.
Yeah.
That was it. That was her last bit of her account. She got a little oil, a little flour. She's going to make a cake. And then she's going, got it in her mind now that she's going to die. That's it. Her and her son, that's it. They're going to starve to death. They're going to die.
Yeah.
The man of God said, now let's read this again because this is powerful. For thus says the Lord God of Israel. Well, now he made it very plain, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Who this God is.
Uh-huh.
It's not the God of, it's not Baal. No, he made it very clear. This is the Lord God of Israel. You know the God that Israel worships? This is the God I'm talking about. Amen? Very specific. Men of God need to get specific.
Amen.
Quit being so general. Quit being so wishy-washy. Get to the point. Serve God or die.
Yeah.
You know, that's how Doc was with his kids. Either serve God or die. Hey, go make me a cake or be in fear. But which one are you going to do? Make me some cake and bring it to me first.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat. Then you'll be able to.
Yeah.
Because your flour and your bin will never dry up or will never go away. And your oil will never dry up until rain comes on the earth.
Amen.
Now, first of all, as a man of God, to say that, you better be hearing from God. It better be God saying, you go ahead and tell her to do it anyway, because thus saith the Lord of God.
Right.
It's not going to dry up. And it's not going to go away in the bin till it rains. And then she can plant seed and make her own.
Amen.
All right? Well, we know the story. It didn't. And the man of God was taken care of. Well, let's keep reading. I like this story. Let's keep reading. Verse 15. So she went away and she did according to the word of God? No? Who was it? The word of the prophet.
Amen.
The word of the man of God she was obedient to.
Yes.
So she went away and she did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. Excuse me.
Awesome.
The bin of flour was not used up, nor did the jar of oil run dry. According to the word of the Lord, which he spoke by Elijah.
That's right.
It was the word of who? The Lord, which was spoken by Elijah. What did he start off with? Do not fear.
Amen.
Now you're in this is tough. You think about that. Exactly right. You obviously have no man. You got a son, which means a child is in the situation.
Yeah.
You have nothing to take care of this boy with. You would rather, as a mom, and I know moms, you let him have it all. You ain't eating any. I know moms. That's how moms are. They take care of their young. They take care of their children, of their family. That's more important to them than themselves.
Amen.
They put them first. That's just how moms are. She had it set in her mind because there was no other way for her to get flour, no other way for her to get oil, that this was it. The man of God knew that. The man of God knew that. And he said what? Do not fear. Do what I said. Bring it to me first. Your flour will not dry up. Your oil will not dry up. This is according then to, he says, this is what? According to the word of the Lord, spoken by Elijah. It's the God of Israel whom we serve. Amen. I mean, he was very plain in this whole situation. Very, very point in what he was saying. So this man of God, as I started with, may give instruction. But that instruction must come from the Lord.
Amen.
Okay? You can't pay for a prophet.
That's right.
You can't pay for a prophecy. You've seen some of these knuckleheads on TV that if you'll send me $1,000, I'll prophesy over you. I can prophesy over you too. God loves you. That's a prophecy.
Yeah.
It's the truth.
It is.
It's truth, isn't it? God loves you. I prophesied. No. You cannot buy the word of the Lord.
That's right.
You have to have faith to receive the word of the Lord. You have to have your faith out there. Lord, I need to hear you in this situation. Concerning this circumstance, I need your voice. I need your wisdom. I need your word.
Amen.
That's how you do it.
That's right.
Now you've got to stay in faith to receive it.
Amen.
Then when the man of God gives you that word, it's got to line up, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's got to line up, number one, with the word. Number one, with what your faith is out there for. Hallelujah. And it can't be contradictory to the Word of God. It can't be. But I'll tell you what, it might be odd. It might be very unique. It might be a stretch. I mean, we talked about that last week. Go smack that rock and you can have some water.
Yeah.
What? All right. Tell that axe head to float. What? Throw that tree in there and it won't be bitter. What? Amen. Go to this city over here and this lady will take care of you. What? What lady? Which lady? It didn't say what lady, did it? Didn't say that he'd find her by a well gathering sticks, did it? No. Why? The man of God was in tune with the Spirit. He was in tune with the Lord. So when he saw her, God said, that's her.
That's her. He knew
it. When she saw him and he said, go, she go.
She knew.
She didn't argue. She didn't say, well, who are you to tell me? Are you the prophet? She didn't even ask, did she? She did what? She immediately got up and went.
Yes.
Bring me some cake first. Now listen, bud. I'm going to tell you. I got a little bit of oil, a little bit of flour. Me and my son's going to eat it, and we're going to die. Well, you go make me something first.
That's right.
You bring it to me first, then you can have some.
That's
what?
Nice.
Oh, man. Right? We're about to square up. This woman's about, woman scorned. She's about to hang hand. No, she didn't, did she? She did what he said. Wow. That's why. She knew it was him.
Yes.
She didn't ask, are you Elijah? She didn't ask, are you that man of God was telling me to take care of? Mm. Neither one of them did that. Why? They were in tune with the Lord.
That's right.
They knew when they saw one another, this is it. This is him. This is her. Okay. And obedience took place. And according to the word of the Lord, she was obedient.
That's right.
And because of that, the bin always had flour in it, and the oil didn't dry up.
That's right.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Until it rained.
Amen.
Why? Well, God's word's true.
That's right.
God's word is true.
Every time.
It will be fulfilled.
That's right.
Every time. You can bank on it.
Glory to God. Every time.
Our God will not fail us. Our God, my favorite scripture, is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Hath he not said? Will he not do? If he has spoken, won't he make it good? Absolutely bank on it.
Yeah. He will do it.
He'll do it. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But if he asks you to do something, it might be very unique to you. It won't be something probably that he's told somebody else to do, and then you get to look at it and go, oh, yeah, they did it. I can do it too. Oh, I want you to use your faith.
Right.
It may be a stretch, but that's why we stretch our faith.
That's right.
We stretch our faith.
Well,
amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You may have to go on the man of God's word alone. You may have to go on the man of God's word alone. Now, you only do that when it lines up with this, the Word of God.
Amen.
Then you can go on the man of God's Word. Because as the man of God, he is called by God. You can go to God and say, your man told me to thus and so. You got to back him up because I did it. I'm not seeing any results yet. Back it up, God.
God will say, do it.
God will handle it.
That's right.
God will back it up. Men of God do not want to be wrong. We don't want to miss it. We don't want to bring the wrong word. Period. We want that word to be what? In season and out. It's got to be good. It's got to be on time. It's got to be right. We don't want to make mistakes. That's one of if there's any fear at all in a man of God, it's making a mistake. Concerning the word, concerning a word from the Lord, whatever it might be. It's important for us to be right.
Amen.
Not because, hey, I have to be right. I'm not Rush. 99.8% of the time being right. No, that's not what it's about. We want to be right in the eyes of God.
Amen.
That we're preaching His word properly, correctly. Amen. That we're delivering it the way it should be delivered. Amen. That's a man of God. That's where his heart is. It's where every man of God's heart should be.
That's right.
It's not about our word.
Amen.
Right? It's about God's word.
That's right.
It's not about how big I am or how big my church is.
Amen.
Look at me. You know.
That's right.
Don't look at me.
Yeah.
I might miss it. But God will never miss it.
That's right.
And when God says, He'll do it. He will do it. You have the word of God. He will back it up.
Amen.
He will always back it up. Wow. What in the world? So instead of your own inner confirmation of the Spirit, sometimes you might have to rely on the man of God's word. Amen. It's always nice to have that inner confirmation from the Spirit of God in your spirit. And they say, yep, that's right. You know, that's good to have sometimes. Yeah, amen, like all the time. But sometimes you may not have that. So you may have to go and rely on just the word from the man of God. And trust, faith, amen. If you choose to disobey the instruction of the man of God, you must live with the consequences. Not fun. See, if she would have chose to disobey the man of God, they would have ate their little bit of flour and their little bit of oil. They would have died. Period. But they were obedient to what the man of God said.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So if you're going to disobey the word from the Lord, you got to accept the consequences. You got to be ready for that consequences. You cannot be in doubt. You cannot be in doubt. Let's go. Lord. We're going to skip down. I ain't got time. Acts 27. Go to Acts 27. Acts 27. When a man of God gives you instruction, it is your faith in God that causes the reward system to work for you. Acts 27. Man, I'm preaching myself hoarse again today. Phew. Boy, last week, when I got home, I could hardly talk.
It was awesome. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, it was something else. Man. Acts 27. Let's start in verse 21. Acts 27, verse 21. It says, but after a long abstinence, I can't read, from food. There we go. But after a long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me, oh boy, and not have called for Crete and incurred this disaster and loss. Should have listened to me. See, when that, you wonder what God says when we disobey Him. Bring the tithes. I don't want to. You should have listened to me. Bring the offering. Go give that to your man of God. What? Should have listened. Be obedient. And then the windows of heaven will be open. That opportunity for blessing will flow. Amen?
Amen.
Anyway, yes. I'm still in verse 21. And incurred this disaster and loss. Sorry. Verse 22. And now I urge you to take heart, for there will be no loss. Oh, praise God. No loss of life among you, but only of the ship. For there stood by me this night an angel. Oh, glory. This night an angel of God, to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul, you must be brought before Caesar, and indeed God has granted you all those who sail with you. Therefore, take heart, men, for I believe God, that it will be just as it was told to me. However, we must run around on a certain island. I believe, what did he say, verse 25? Therefore, I believe, take heart, for I believe God. I believe who? I believe God. See, who do we? I believe God.
Amen.
I believe God.
Yes.
You see, when we believe God, we'll go into our closet, we'll shut the door, and we'll pray to the Father who sees in secret.
Amen.
When we believe God.
Amen.
When I believe God, I believe that I'll go to His house, and He said that there'd be food in His house. When I believe God, when I believe His word, see, if I don't believe God, then I won't do it. Right? But we believe God when it is His word. When we believe the man of God, it lines up with God's word. Period. It's not going to not, it's when the man of God says something, it's not going to be contradictory to the word. If it is, that's not God. Amen? That's the man.
Yeah.
Trying to whatever. Manipulate, be a big guy, have you look to him instead of God. Happens. It happens. Won't happen here, praise God. My mama kill me. Amen. So, your reaction to a man of God determines God's reaction to you.
Amen.
Remember, how do you relate to your pastor? Remember that? It was a great teaching. It was a great book. It is a great book. And as long as your pastor's in the Word, and as long as your pastor is someone that you know is called, amen, proving himself in the Word, right, studying to show himself approved unto God, not you, okay? He wants you to believe that he's a man of God, but he studies that Word for God and God alone. He studies that word so that God knows he's ready. God can trust him with what's going to come out of his mouth. If God can't trust the man for what's coming out of his mouth, God's going to deal with him word by word in whatever he says. He's going to have to stand before God. You led my people wrongly. You did not teach my people about Jesus. Taught him a lot of good stories about finances and money, and you got rich off of it. Come on, they're out there. I'm telling you, they won't preach the red, but they'll preach about money. And their church will grow because, hey, he said if I do this, I'll get that. It's all about do this so I get, do this so I get, do this so I get. What about do for the Lord because he said to? What's your return? Heaven? A return from the Lord is eternal life.
Amen.
The return from the Lord is when we're obedient to what He said.
Right.
We know the word. If we give money, we are sowing.
Yeah.
And therefore, He says to do it cheerfully, do it bountifully, and it will come back to you.
Hallelujah.
We know the word.
Yeah.
It's what it says. But when the Lord says, go, there's a lady there I've got to prepare to take care of you. Whew. You got to trust the Lord, don't you?
Yes.
You have to trust the Lord that He's. You got to trust that you're hearing Him. This is important that you know His voice in such a way that you don't question, Lord, is that you? Do you really want me to go to Haiti and start a church and help a village? You got to know God's word. You got to know Him.
Oh, yeah.
You got to know His voice. You don't question it. I mean, you pray, Lord, I feel confirmation in on this. I believe that's you. Now I need you to guide me.
Mm-hmm.
And He did.
And you still have to use your faith.
Listen, our faith will never cease to be used daily.
That's right.
It's something that we'll have to always use. We don't get to take a break from faith. We can't. Why? Because the enemy doesn't take a break with sending fear. He won't take a break. He doesn't take a break. Right? So we must stay in faith. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Right? We trust the Word.
Yes, yes.
Trust the Word. When the Word says, okay, we do.
Amen.
We don't go hanging out in Las Vegas at the bars and getting shot at the concerts. And we don't hang out at the bars in California and get shot at twice in a row. What's wrong with people? You just survived. Was it 68 people died at that concert? That big concert in Vegas? It was like 68, something like that. You survived that shooting only to go to a bar in California to get shot at again. And you survived that one. You think maybe you better get with God. Find out if there's a call on your life. Right? Or maybe let's not put ourselves in that position for the enemy to have that opportunity. Amen? And that's important. Yeah. We get out of the trash. Get out of the pig pen. Right? Amen? All right. So praise the Lord. Well, I didn't get done, but we're done. Hallelujah. I pray that the word of the Lord, when I come up here on Sundays, I pray that you hear something specific for you. And you have to be in tune in order to get it. But I always pray that you'll hear something from me that is literally for you from the Lord. I'm not saying, thus saith the Lord for you, you know. No, but when I preach, I pray that by the Spirit, He speaks to you. Amen.
Amen.
And that you hear His voice. And you know, thank you, Lord, I needed to hear that. That's important. Okay, and that's a man of God. That's what a man of God wants. A man of God is not here for himself. He's here for you. He's here to serve you. I enjoy serving others. Just as Jesus enjoyed serving others. I'm not here for you to serve me. I'm here to serve you.
Amen.
But you're going to go. But you're going to go once I'm done. Then, you're going to serve me, all right, because you're going to serve the Lord. You're going to go, therefore, preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and baptized will be saved. He doesn't be damned.
That's right.
These sons follow you, knucklehead. Yes. Get out there now, you know. But this is okay. You know, the Lord is serving us, so why? So we can now serve Him.
Amen.
And He served us well. He went to the cross. He died. He was raised from the dead. He served us. Oh, we've been served better than anybody.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been served better than anybody. Why? We believe on Him and we receive eternal life. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Lord loves us. He loves you. Glory to God. My wife brought me water. I didn't even drink any. Hallelujah. Lift your hands to the Lord. Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you and I praise you, Father, that today is a day that we'll stand up and stand upon your word and that we'll go and be obedient to whatever you have us do. I thank you for that, Father. I call blessings to come to each and every believer of this body in Jesus' name. And we thank you for that. As we go this week, Father, I pray your protection upon each and every believer here and each and every believer listening to my voice today. We thank you for that, Father, and we give you glory. And all of God's people said, amen. I love you. God bless you.